What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast, man. So grateful to be back. And today is a marvelous Sunday, a Sunday that requires you to answer a lot of different questions. Now, I hope you're, of course, hearing my voice in a very good place, peaceful, rested. Maybe you're working out. Okay. Maybe you're walking while you're listening to me. And I hope that this meets you with a lot of appreciation, even joy. Okay. And maybe you had time to reflect over your blessings over this past week. Think about it. Zoom in on some of the good moments that happened this past week. And of course, those moments all leading into today. Was someone treating you kindly? Right. And so if I actually look at this, if someone had treated me kindly over this past week, I got to make sure that I write it in my gratitude journal, especially on Sunday. And normally I write it every evening so I can have very good clarity, right? So here we go. There was one time I went to go buy some, a bottle of whiskey for a little a social celebration. And I was always, and I'm always greeted by some very, very funny women in this alcohol shop that I normally go to. So big shout out to her. An awesome chef. I think she's the head chef or something. She makes all the pizza and stuff. I normally go in there. She approaches me and she starts speaking perfect English. And I said, "Ooh, you got yourself a little bit of English." So big ups to her. Going to be seeing her more than likely tomorrow too, if she's on the job and stuff like that. The wonderful boss's CEO. The CEO's wife, how amazing she's always is. Being able to get some good Grab drivers. There was one day that I had three consistent, awesome Grab drivers in a row. Sometimes the Grab drivers can be pretty, pretty shitty, especially in the afternoon when I get them here in my neighborhood. But when I normally go into the city, they are very, very diligent. So very grateful for that. As a matter of fact, that same day, I think it was a Monday. Yeah, it was a Monday. Last Monday, what ended up happening, it was so funny because I had my mask on because the pollution was high. And there was some girl, and there's some, I don't know, she was like a teenager, 16, 17, 18. And it was so weird because she was just looking at her phone, just walking down, and you know, the train took off and everything. There were other people in the carriage and stuff, but she kept looking around and then she would look right into my eyes. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? She would wear a skirt and literally like would turn over and show and reveal different things. You know what I'm saying? Luckily, she had something on, but I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, what is going on here? This is weird as hell, but at least I haven't lost my sex appeal. That's all that really matters. It's like my sex appeal. Guys, considering that I've been living in this country for 10 years, I never get hit on by a soul. Like, you know what? You know what's funny? I only get hit by, man, I only get hit on by gay dudes. And I'm just like, oh, hell no. No offense to them. You know what I mean? No offense to them. I don't play that party. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, at least I haven't lost my sex appeal to one gender. Holy shit. But anyways, that was a very interesting moment because, guys, it never happens. I never get looked at or hit on. Normally, and I'm going to give you this right here, I could be very negative and say, oh, well, just a few days later. There was one time that I was actually getting ready to walk down the escalator. Some girl made eye contact with me. It was a lady. She was like 25, 35. And then she took two or three big side steps to the left to avoid me. Sometimes women do this all the time. Maybe they're unaware or they're just completely ignorant as fuck. But this is kind of what my life has always been in this country. Either women grab their purses, which this normally happens when I'm going up and down escalators or stairs. They get fucking terrified. All right. If I stand near them on the train, they hurry up and grab their purse and put it to the next side. Or they hold their nose. They don't do that so much anymore. They're not as ignorant as they used to be. Like 10 years ago, this country was flat out fucking toxic as hell. But now it's much better. But these are the different things I can actually be negative about. Or I could say, you know what? Well, at least the younger generation is like, oh, yeah, little chocolate man. Oh, thank you so much. I'm taking a look at my ring. But nonetheless, there are two ways. You could flip over that talisman and say, OK, this is the negative mental attitude or this is the positive mental attitude. You're either PMA or NMA. That's basically what it comes down to. And so other things, but you know, just as a matter of fact, today, earlier today, my students were jumping up and down because I gave them a very complicated word search and they're only 5, 6 years old. And I'm like, okay, you know, I had to help him and guide them through the three first words. And then next, you know, this 5-year-old starts finding these backwards diagonal from top right to down to the down left. You know, she's finding all these words and she's jumping up and down and she's screaming with the highest pitched voice I've ever heard in my life. So I'm over here plugging my ears like, oh my God, they're so excited. But I got to celebrate them. Got to celebrate children. I celebrate children any way, shape or form. I can give them high fives and I give that positive reinforcement on a consistent basis because they need it for their mental faculties at a very young age, you know. One of the quiet 6-year-olds in the same class, very very quiet, but over today, oh my God, she was talking like crazy. I said, oh my God, I think I got something with her. You know, me and my wife going to bed, Bath and Body Works, buying a peppermint mint candle. Me getting ready to buy a blueberry one. The Christmas candle's coming out. And, you know, buying this scrub, this lavender scrub to really reveal the skin. My skin looks so much better now that I've been taking care of it, like, religiously. So I'm beyond excited about that, too. Driving in the rain, that was a shitty experience because Thai people, they just drive very slow. And they just completely ignore that all the motorcycles are trying to get somewhere and get out of the rain. And they're just driving, like, 2 miles per hour, literally on small streets. And I'm like, ah. But at the same time, it was a beautiful day all day today because it was constant storm this, storm that. I got caught in the rain on a bicycle and on a motorcycle. Pretty exciting stuff. But nonetheless, these are the different things that I look back on. It could be a week of hardship or it could be a week of gratitude. So you need to encourage yourself to smash out a journal, that weekly review, 3 great things that happened to you this past week. Capture what you've learned about yourself, other people, what you appreciated, decisions you can make to improve your life. Coach yourself. What can you do this upcoming week to make your life better? Intention is very, very high. This morning, I woke up and the first thing I was thinking about, I was like, okay, Arsenio, all right, let's bring that joy. You kind of woke up wide awake at 3:30, 7.5 hours of sleep. You went back to the bed and then you woke up a little bit groggy. You got your, thing of coffee. And then this student, not sure if she's giving me the runaround. She's just bullshitting and stuff like that. Not sure if she's going to buy the package because she is a little bit of a time waster. So I still do not give a damn. But me, I'm just like, okay, Arsenio, well, there's some things that are happening. Okay, got to make sure that I limit the amount of distractions that I have today so I can focus on that future. You see what I mean? How can I perform better? There's a little bit of research that I have to do today in terms of figuring out what I'm going to be doing in terms of games for this company that just ended up coming. Like I've already explained to you guys, this company that came out of nowhere, you know, how can I make it more engaging? Because Thai students need to be entertained. You see, what can you do if you were the coach of your own life? What would you do to coach yourself up to the next level? I think about this a lot on Sundays. How did you do last week? Did you encourage yourself? You know, that force in your life, did it lift yourself up? Did you do a good job? You know, and the thing is, there are a lot of people that say, oh, this is so hard. And what ends up happening, you know, a long time ago, this was my mission. This was my calling. This was my purpose. This is what I wanted to do. See, if you're saying life is so hard, you have to actually say, well, this is kind of what I wanted. I was begging to get a bunch of students and stuff like that, you know, and as a matter, oh God, she purchased the wrong thing. No, hold on. Oh my gosh, she purchased another one. That is amazing. I literally just got an email with a student who just probably completed the first reading. That's awesome. From Mexico. Big shout out. Big shout out. I had no idea that this student would come out of nowhere. This is the blessing of these types of days, baby. I'm telling you. Okay, nonetheless, I thought she bought the wrong course. I was like, oh no, she bought the wrong thing. I'm gonna hurry and reimburse her. But then I realized, I'm like, oh my God, that's the TOEFL ITP student. Sure enough, it is. So maybe she might end up topping up and getting the other one half off. Nonetheless, man, it is a day of gratitude. I can tell you that right here, right now. So sometimes we say, this is hard, this is hard, this is hard, but don't bemoan it. If you say this, that, oh, this past week was so challenging, so awful, you go to bed discouraged. And I can tell you right now, I want to ask you guys a question. How are you going to feel when you wake up? Discouraged, disengaged. And that's going to lead to more discouragement and more disengagement. And just like I told you guys, just like I told you literally about 40 seconds ago, hopefully she buys the other one half off. And sure enough, she did, baby. What a day. what a day it's going to be. So nonetheless, man, I am just unbelievably excited because, man, that's the first time I had someone buy those courses literally in a year. So nonetheless, let's figure this out. Let's be really particular about this. Okay, here we go. Let's get back into this. More discouragement, more disengagement. You don't even want to do anything. All you want to do is just watch TV. You know, indulge in some of those bad habits that I've already talked about. This is kind of what always happens. And to be honest with you, this is not hard. This is normal. I think we have to learn to realize the difficulties, the things that are hard and awful. As an entrepreneur like me, 90% of people are going to say no to my product. That's not a hard day. That's a normal day. I'm promoting myself. Oh my God, there's only 2% of the people that are buying something. Today, this was a very rare moment that you guys just heard. This is a very rare moment. I've never done a podcast where I ended up getting a couple of messages or a couple of emails stating that someone bought this course, which hasn't been bought since January of last year. But guess what? It's normal. When you're a parent in your first 2 years, kids are kicking and screaming. You're not getting any sleep. Oh my God, it's so hard. Yes, it is hard. But guess what? It's normal. I know it sounds flippant to say, man, but we have to learn to give ourselves empathy. We are not the only ones. I hate to say that to people, but you are not the only one. You're just not. And so I get it. Like, it's normal for you to be running halfway through a marathon and your legs begin to fall apart. And that's what people are doing metaphorically in their life. They focus on the difficulty, but they forget that there is a finish line. Everyone hurts. Everyone struggles. And when we get that, we isolate ourselves, though, with that negative language. That leads to discouragement and loneliness. No one can understand me. It's unfair. Going through this is so difficult. Sometimes we talk ourselves right into it. We walked into that difficult schedule earlier this year. I did. I was working, 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 7 p.m. I was like, damn, I have like no free time. I got to get everything done before 5 p.m. Was that fun? No. Was it normal? For that time, it was. Could I have done better? Yeah. Would I want that back, those 3 consecutive hours? No, I can plan my schedule out far better than that from now on. But still, some days are great. Sometimes we struggle. We get distracted. We get defeated. But again, that's normal. Sadness is normal. Loneliness is normal. Optimism can be normal too. Confidence and courage. That's normal. Parenting is hard. Business is hard. And those are both normal. And so don't build up a hardship story. Build up a, hey, you know what? This is quite normal story. You got to stop bemoaning it and honor it. Traveling, part of it. Delivering your message, part of it. Fatigue, part of it. Instead of detachment, let yourself rise to the best, summon the best, even amid the struggle. Happy Sunday, everyone. See you in the next one. Over and out.